Over 40,000 immigrants live in the Syracuse metro area. They speak a variety of languages, work as essential employees, and often don't have the same access to information and resources that other populations do. During the COVID-19 pandemic, these factors make them vulnerable. One local organization is trying to mitigate the varying and unique struggles in our new American community. New Americans have played a big role in helping drive economic growth in places like Central New York. The New American Economy reports that foreign-born residents contributed $1.7 billion to GDP of the metro area in 2014. But when crisis strikes, these communities are often more at risk. The COVID-19 pandemic has been no different.
I get a call from families that I don't have money. I cannot go outside. So what we do is we pack up and then deliver to their family and in their addresses.
Jay Subedi is one of the leaders of the New American Forum. The organization has been distributing information about the health crisis, providing masks to families, and distributing meals to those in need.
I myself spent 18 years in refugee life. Mm-hmm. I spent many, many days and nights with a half meal, and I know the pain, the suffering, the situation that we had to go through, and I'm just thinking about this time if someone doesn't have food to eat in their daily life.
Organizations like New American Forum and Interfaith Work, Catholic Charity, all those organizations are doing their best to make sure that they reach out to those New Americans. I have these tasks every week, Mayor. I deliver milk every week, you know, and you take it to families that have children and what have you.
Syracuse Common Counselor Joel Majoke is a former Sudanese refugee. The organizations he mentioned have delivered hundreds of donated meals to those in need since the start of the pandemic. And COVID-19 is harming people and families in these communities, as it does in others.
They are New American from Sub-Saharan Africa, that are tested positive. You know, so it's there. It's there. It's just that we talk about New American. Of course, there's over 10,000 refugees here. And in the metropolitan area, there's close to 41,000. Yes, they are being affected.
And that large population means working with people from a variety of countries who speak different languages and have different customs.
It's a big job. I think we have a big number of diverse communities on all across the cities and county area. And we have to work with everybody to help them. So that is our big effort going on now. We are working on it.
Subedi says they are starting to deliver more than just hundreds of meals. The New American Forum recently received funding to provide other basic necessities to immigrants during the health crisis, like cleaning supplies, toiletries, and diapers.
I got a call from family that they don't have a diapers. So all of those needy things that we are trying to address at this time.
Subedi said they have received great help from the Syracuse community, with people donating time, meals, and money. He says anyone who wishes to help or needs help can contact the New American Forum or visit their office at 664 Burnett Ave in Syracuse. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.